Jeremy Leaves, Till I Find You.
Welcome to The Drive. If you just tuned in, you are still in time to find out about what the trends are regarding the holiday season, crime and so forth. We have our bi-weekly chat with Bernadette Nelnordier from Atlas Security. Bernadette, it's holiday season. I know you guys don't take holidays like everyone else does. You gear into sort of high gear at this time of year. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. It's nice to be back again.
Lovely to chat with you. I wanted to just catch up on what people can do this holiday season. This year is different to every other year in so many ways, not least of which is that we've gone through a year of economic hardship, which could lead to an increase in crime. These things are related. With the holiday season upon us, what are some of the ways that people can prepare themselves for the eventuality? It's not an automatic that there might be instances of opportunistic crime or whatever. However, it would be remiss of us if we didn't prepare ourselves for the worst case scenario and work towards the better one. What are the warnings that we should say? What sort of things should people look out for? How can they prepare themselves?
Well, Roland, there's one big worry that has started really early this season, and that is the fact that people are not arming their alarms. If the alarm is not armed, we have no way of receiving any activations from your premises, which completely cuts our operations team right at the knees. Your alarm signal is the first line of defense of your premises, as it allows us to know that there's a problem, and we can then dispatch our armed response team. It's as simple as no active alarm, no response. It gives the criminal all the time in the world to go through your possessions and find all your valuables.
And it's not the most difficult thing in the world to remember, just to literally arm your alarm. You can relax, but don't relax your I don't know what's called vigilance during the season.
Yes.
Fair point. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, so Atlas Security your website is a wealth of all sorts of information. There's the maps, the crime maps. There's all sorts of things that you guys do on the website. One of the things is you've got articles that you publish there that people can read and catch up about what's going on. And one of the articles there that I came across mentions the medical response that you guys have had. Now, you're not a medical company, but you guys have branched out into helping people during this time. What is the situation with the pandemic? Because it's almost a sort of strange thing where people are going, okay, holidays are here, we don't have to think about it, but it is still around. What's happening with you guys? What are the trends you're seeing?
Roland, it's been a major concern for our team. Nelson Mandela Bay is an official COVID-19 hotspot of South Africa. This has been the phrase that has been repeated now since the president's last address. Jokes have gone around and memes have been created relating to this issue. It is unfortunately no joke for us here. And the reality is what is happening right now on a daily basis is the fact that our armed response officers are responding to more and more medical emergencies than ever before, with the bulk of them being COVID-19 related. Panic signals with clients confirming that their loved ones are battling to breathe, desperate social media calls of patients going blue due to lack of oxygen, family members even contacting us for assistance as their parents or their grandparents live alone and they can't get hold of them since they've tested positive. These are happening every day. And the next part is the scary part. Our ambulance services, private and public, are completely, completely overworked. There's a massive shortage of ambulances for the current demand, and our operations team are constantly witnessing this on the ground. Our control room contact multiple ambulance services in the event of a medical emergency. And more often now, we are getting the response, we have no ambulances available. This is not caused by any lack of service from any company. It's caused by the devastation of this current pandemic. My intention, Roland, is really not to scare anyone. It's a reality check. A reality check that people are dying on a daily basis. We are seeing it on the ground. All that needs to be done is for people to wear their mask correctly, sanitize, and stay home as much as possible. It'll pass, but we are in full control of how quickly this is going to pass. If we continue to attend large parties and continue with careless protocols, we are going to allow this virus to stick around for as long as it pleases. My final point is disclosing to our team whether or not you have tested positive for COVID-19 when they are responding to your residence.
Yes.
Our team puts their lives on the line on a daily basis for our clients, and we'll continue to do this every time we put on our uniforms. But they have families waiting for them at home just like you do. So when clients are dishonest about having the virus, they're putting everybody in danger. So we're begging the community out there, please, please disclose to our team if you have tested positive. There are strict regulations in place to ensure that all your information is kept confidential. So we will never disclose your medical status. And always keep in mind that the regulations of lockdown provide that any person who intentionally exposes another person to COVID-19 may be prosecuted for an offence. And this includes assault, attempted murder, and murder. We want to keep our employees as safe as possible, Roland. And in turn, they want to keep, or we want to keep everybody else safe too. So please, please, to the community out there, answer the questions honestly from our control room with regards to COVID-19. They are asking these questions to keep not only themselves safe, but you and your family as well. Please.
It sounds to me like the theme here, especially regarding the pandemic, is be responsible, be honest, be upfront, and it's not that if I call and they ask me the question, are you positive? I can't go like, what are you going to judge me? It's not that. It's a case of if you are, we have a different approach. We have to be more careful.
Absolutely.
We have to, but it's not that it's like, sorry, you don't qualify for help because you've tested positive.
No.
However, that disclosure helps them with the way they approach you and the way they approach that call. And you are helping keep them safe. And we want to keep them safe because they're keeping everyone else safe. So thank you so much to your team for putting their lives on the line, quite literally by, risking the exposure and so forth and taking that, risk to be able to help us, but help them manage that risk as well. That's what I'm hearing you say. Finally, if someone is listening, or if they want to, like I did, go and have a read what the trends are and so forth, where do they find it? How do they get hold of you guys?
Very simple to get a hold of us, Roland. Reach us on 0861-585-585. Go to our website at www.atlas24. You can send us an email on info@atlas.co.za. We're pretty much everywhere. You just look out in the road, you'll see the big blue beast. And before I go, Roland, I would just like to thank Algoa FM and our community for their support throughout this year. And we're looking forward to a safer and a better 2021.
Well, amen to that. And thank you for the work you guys are doing in making sure that happens. We'll chat to you again shortly. I think some of you might be taking time off. And for the folks at Atlas who are, all the best. And thanks from the community towards you guys as well.
Thank you, Roland.
Taking a break can mean so many different things. It's a moment to relax.